very special edition of Canuck Central at Noon. We finally brought some real class into the studio. Daniel Sedin joining us. Sorry, Aldi.
We brought the classy brother?
You made that joke, not me.
It's a joke against Henrik.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I'm not in their good graces enough to make fun of either one, so I'll leave that to you, Aldi. But Daniel, thanks for joining us in studio.
No problem.
So, the marathon. First marathon complete. You're a couple days out from it. How are you feeling?
Pretty good. Legs are not feeling very good, but it was a great experience. Certainly going to do it again. And it was awesome.
Well, I was going to ask you that. So you want to do it again next year? As soon as next year?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah? I might get another one in between too. But I want to try this one again because it was perfect too. The weather was good, no wind, it was a great experience.
What did you learn about training for that? Like that you maybe didn't expect? I mean, you've trained for the same thing for years and years and years, and all of a sudden this is something completely different. What did you learn that maybe surprised you, or what were some of the differences?
I think running slow, slow and long. we're so used to always pushing hard. Every training session needs to be hard. But now you got to go for long runs. They have to be slow. You got to get the time in. And I think that was our biggest mistake training for this. I think we always pushed a little bit too hard, so we didn't get those long runs in. And that's why by 35K, our legs gave up on us. had to walk for a bit.
But you learned from this. And would you want to run more marathons? If you run it next time, you probably feel a lot better prepared for how to prepare for it.
Yeah. And people said too, it's your first marathon. You're going to learn a lot from that.
Right.
And I think we did too. I think our goal obviously before was to do a sub-3 hour, and we failed that one. So.
But close enough.
Well, I don't know. 11, that's a lot of minutes.
Well, when you go 3 hours, I don't know if 11 minutes is a lot, but at that level, yeah, I can see it being
a lot
of time.
And I think it'll be fun to try it again and maybe have a different training plan and even the race too, maybe. I think we maybe start out a little bit too fast, but overall, like I said, it was a great experience.
Would you consider trying to qualify for something like, say, the Boston Marathon? And I know that's coming up in September, so you would have to run again to get the qualifying time. But like Patrick Johnston, good friend of the show, mentioned on social media, next year, because of the age, it'll be 3 hours and 5 minutes. Is that something you'll be trying to do, potentially?
Perfect. We'll wait till next year. No, I think sub-3 hours is our main goal. Mm-hmm. I think that's... kind of the magic number for us, and if we qualify, we might think about it. But I think it's the whole thing. So it's not only the marathon, but it's training for it, having a plan, being injury free, and take care of your body. It reminds you a lot about training for an NHL season in a way. So that's what we like to do.
Well, I feel a little bit bad bringing this up, but Henrik declined the request to come, so it's kind of on him. But because a lot of people were asking about the fact that. Because you guys did a trail race last year and you finished like a couple seconds apart. And this time you finished a little bit ahead of Henrik. And at what point did you just say, see ya, buddy? Like, I'm going for it.
I all of a sudden he was gone. He was way behind me. But we talked after the race, and for a long time he wasn't too far behind. But okay. I thought he was done for sure. So I think he did the bigger effort, I think, in finishing the race, because he hit the wall earlier than I did. So kudos to him. He did good.
Well, I sent it to you. So our very own Scott Rintoul was there at the finish line. He actually took a video of Daniel crossing. Scott didn't race this year because he actually ran two marathons last year, because I think he carried John Jang.
He carried
him for
sure.
Yeah, so that counts as two. Plus, it took them like 6 hours, I think. So that's like four marathons then.
Yeah, that's our perspective. When you say 11 minutes is a lot, we're like, well, you know, we had somebody run a marathon in 6 hours. So 11 minutes doesn't seem like a lot.
But I thought that was pretty cool. And I'm like, you sent it to me, and or when you responded when I sent that to you, and like, it's the worst thing you've ever done. Like, what? I mean, was it how grueling is it, that last little bit? Do you just want to stop, or like, you know, people are there watching, know you're doing it? I mean, giving up on it would be almost impossible, right?
Yeah, especially when you have that 3 hour you want to hit 3 hours, realizing that you're not going to be able to make it. That's the toughest thing, I think. And that kind of, when you have that set goal you want to aim for, once you realize you're not going to be able to do it, that's when you kind of, I don't want to say give up, but you kind of lose the, the little extra that you need to push yourself.
So it was, and I don't know if everyone knows, it was a family affair just beyond just you and Henrik. Like your other brother, Peter, ran it as well. Your wife, Marinette, ran the half. Like that's so, when did Peter come over and how much was he training, I guess, on his own? And when did he decide he was going to take part in this?
Yeah, we're four brothers and all of us are pretty competitive. We like to work out. Our oldest, he likes to do a lot of mountain biking, doesn't run that much. Peter is kind of both biking and running, and we're same with me and Henrik. So we talked about it in, I think it was December, when we went home for Christmas there. And I said, sure. And his wife ran the 8K as well.
Okay.
My wife ran the half. So it was awesome. And Peter actually broke his ribs.
What?
6 weeks ago, maybe.
Oh, wow. So he played through it.
Yeah, he fought through it.
Just a Viking warrior. Yeah. Broken ribs.
And then he flew home to Sweden the Sunday night. So he had a rough
So he's days. Cramping up right now.
try to get up and start walking after running a marathon and being on a flight for like 10 hours.
Yeah. No, he had a rough few.
That's
few
not
days.
Optimal recovery.
No, probably not. So what is more grueling from after the fact? A 7-game playoff series or running a marathon? Just from how your body feels afterwards.
Yeah. It's different because the Stanley Cup is over such a long period of time. It's just, and then when that ends, it just you're empty. Marathon, it's for 3 hours. And you're actually feeling pretty good for 25 of those 42K.
Right.
So it's just the last 10-15K that's really, really pushes you. So it's a different kind of feeling. But like I texted Alex and I said that this is the worst thing I've ever done. And 3 hours later, I'm looking at the next marathon to run.
So you forget quick. It's the pain, but it's also what you mentioned before. You guys like to train, and I'm sure leaving the game and then trying to stay physically active and driven at the same time. How much did that help this past year to run the trail run, doing the training for the marathon, running the marathon? How did that make the transition go?
I think easier for sure. We had this date on our mind for quite some time. We had to do the training. We had a goal we wanted to hit. Obviously we failed, but hopefully we can get there one day. So I think it helped a lot. Just knowing that you had to get up every day and do the training. I know. I mean, for us, I have so much respect for people that have to work every day and then get the runs in and be so good. I think that's. For us, I mean, we went for runs and then we could go home and have lunch and do whatever. So we had a lot of time on our hands to train and we still failed.
Next one. You get the next one. Hey, you know, it's like the same time, the first time you guys made the playoffs. It took a few years before you had some success, right? So, you know, fail the first time, do better the next time.
Yeah, that's what people told us too. It's the first one should just be about learning to run that distance and how to train for it and everything.